This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This is Let's Talk Horses on the RFD Radio Network. I'm Jason Vance. Joining me is Kathy Anderson, an Extension Horse Specialist at the University of Nebraska, to talk about foaling preparation. And Kathy, what are some of the things to keep in mind as you get ready for foaling?
Well, there's a lot of things you need to think about. Probably one of the biggest ones is, when do you think that mare is going to foal? Some of that has to do with your location around the country, because we do have some mares that will be foaling early in the year, and you have to be very careful where you're going to foal those mares out at. Everything doesn't need to be foaled out inside, but kind of your location, what your weather is like, and those types of things are going to have a big factor on it. So you need to kind of think about, what can you do to get ready for this, and what's going to be the safest, healthiest way to get that new foal brought in.
Now, from a nutritional point of view, how should feeding of your mare change ahead of foaling?
Well, what you really want to do is start looking at her a couple months out, like really I'd say about in that, when she gets into that last trimester, about 3 months out, to make sure that she's in a good body condition score. Okay, we certainly don't want that mare very thin, and we condition score our horses on a scale from 1 to 9, and we really would like them to be in that really just an overall good healthy state of around a 5 or 6. So you're going to be looking at those mares when they're a few months out and make sure that they are fat, because we know they're going to lose a little bit of weight when they do first deliver those foals, because they do get into heavy lactation. And so the actual makeup of what you're going to feed her might not change that much, but you just want to make sure that she is getting enough calories, enough energy in that, so she is maintaining her weight.
Then you also want to make sure that she's not on fescue pasture or fescue hay at that time.
Right. In certain areas of our country, that's a big issue. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. We need to make sure that we pull them off of a fescue pasture in that last trimester, or take them off of fescue hay, or the minimum is dilute it down, because that can have some very negative effects on those foals. And that's pretty much a local type of thing. So different pockets of the country, that is a major issue and something you really need to be aware of.
Now, when it comes to disease prevention, what actions should be taken before and after foaling?
Yeah, that's a really important one, because, again, we want these new guys to come off and be as healthy as they can. So we usually say that we'd like you to vaccinate those mares with their core vaccines about 30 days before she's due to foal. Then that's going to allow some of the immunity for the various basic diseases of sleeping sickness, tetanus, flu, some of those things, to be passed to the foal from that mare's colostrum, which is that first milk that she's going to produce for those foals. Once that foal is born, different people will approach things differently. Well, some might give them another tetanus shot as soon as they're born. Some will give them a little bit of penicillin. I would really visit with your veterinarian to decide what your best plan of action is immediately after foaling, but then also you'll put them on your vaccination schedule. Usually it's about 3 or 4 months out, and they'll have to have an initial vaccine and then a booster. And again, it's best to work with your local veterinarian to determine what your best plan of action is and when to start that after those foals have been born.
Which you mentioned, planning ahead with your veterinarian. Having a foaling plan in place is important. Aside from vaccinations, what needs to be included in a foaling plan?
Well, as I already mentioned, one thing you want to do is think about where you're going to foal that mare out. They don't all have to be inside. If you're foaling when it's very cold and you're in a northern elements, then probably you're going to need to. We have a lot of mares that foal out on pasture, and so part of your plan needs to be where you're going to foal her out and decide how that's going to be. Another thing, if they are foaling inside, you do need to make sure what type of bedding you're going to use. And it really is suggested that initially you foal those mares out on straw and not shavings. And then after that foal's been born over the next few days, you can go ahead and switch your bedding to shavings. But straw is going to be a healthier environment for those foals. One other thing to think about as you're making this plan is you need to determine and know if that mare has had a Caslix put in her. Because if she has had a Caslix put in her, which generally is going to be after she's safe and foal, it's going to stay in her where the lips of her vulva have been sutured together. But you'll want to make sure that that is opened up at least about 30 days before she's due to foal. And some folks are comfortable doing that themselves. Many times you want to bring your veterinarian in so they do open up that Caslix. So, you know, kind of that plan is also, you know, are you really where you want to be to watch that mare foal, or is it where you're comfortable that you can just kind of monitor and leave her alone? So thinking about a lot, location, Caslix operations, those different kinds of things to me are really important.
Well, Kathy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, you bet, and I've enjoyed it.
That's Kathy Anderson, an Extension Equine Specialist at the University of Nebraska. She's been our guest on Let's Talk Horses on the RFD Radio Network. Thank you so much for listening, and please tune in next time for another edition of Let's Talk Horses.